From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council is to vote Monday on a draft resolution affirming any decision to change the status of Jerusalem has no legal effect. The Egypt-drafted document does not mention President Donald Trump's December 6th decision to recognize the city as Israel's capital. In the Arab and Muslim world, Sunday protests over the U.S. decision in Turkey, Pakistan, Indonesia, and the Palestinian territories. In Paris, Abir Hamad said she's angry over the U.S. decision, saying it forgets Palestinians and their rights. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishback said the U.S. decision reversed decades of international consensus on Jerusalem, even with the Israeli capture of the entire city in 1967.
That is to say, East Jerusalem, the old city and its suburbs, are considered by the UN and the international community to be occupied territories, and therefore no change in that status, that sense of being occupied, can be tolerated by the global community on the part of anybody. And that's really what's being expressed here. And the Trump administration's decision has completely upended that.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed Sunday that his government would open an embassy in East Jerusalem to recognize the capital of Palestine. Eastern Libyan Commander Khalilba Haftar Sunday said the UN-backed government is obsolete with the expiration of a two-year mandate, suggesting he may compete in presidential and parliamentary elections next year the UN is trying to arrange. Speaking in Benghazi, Haftar appeared to dismiss UN efforts to bridge differences between the UN-backed unity government in Tripoli and an Eastern administration in Tobruk. This is VOA News. The Election Tribunal of Honduras has ruled incumbent President Juan Orlando Hernandez has prevailed in a bitterly contested election that brought sometimes violent protests to the streets. Mr. Hernandez, a center-right ally of the U.S., won a narrow 1.5-point victory over challenger Salvador Nasralla, who was charged fraud following days of vote-counting delays. Rice University Latin American analyst Mark Jones in Nasralla is reportedly seeking U.S. support.
Certainly, Salvador Nasralla, his opponent, can travel to Washington and complain about fraud. But the reality also is that President Hernandez has been a strong ally of the United States, whereas Salvador Nasralla is linked to Mel Zelaya, who is widely seen as being antagonistic to U.S. interests in the region.
The European Union found no wrongdoing in an election recount. In Chile, conservative Sebastian Piñera won the presidency again with a nearly 10-point lead over his center-left opponent, Alejandro Gutiérrez. Mr. Piñera said he hopes to build a good future for all his countrymen. He has vowed to cut business taxes, double growth, and eliminate poverty. President Trump to Monday is to deliver a speech on national security. Reuters quotes two senior U.S. officials as saying the president will make clear China is a competitor, especially in the area of trade. Steve Mnuchin, U.S. Treasury Secretary, appearing on Fox News Sunday, said the U.S. is in economic competition with Beijing.
This isn't about trade wars. This is about reciprocal fair trade. And if we have to protect American workers and put on tariffs or other things where they don't have fair trade with us, the president will do that.
Mnuchin said the president believes fair trade does not exist with China. He said the U.S. wants a more balanced and fair trading relationship. At least four people were killed in Nigeria Sunday when gunmen opened fire on a military-escorted U.N. convoy carrying civilians and food aid near Gamboro along the Cameroon border. The gunmen are believed to have been members of the Boko Haram Sunni insurgency. In the Ukrainian capital Sunday at Kiev, police clashed with supporters of former provincial governor and former Georgian president Mikhail Saakashvili, who was released from a brief detention in jail last week after being accused of trying to orchestrate a coup. He accused President Petro Poroshenko of corruption, accusations Mr. Poroshenko denies. Russian President Vladimir Putin thanked President Trump Sunday in a phone call after U.S. intelligence provided information to Russia preventing a potentially deadly bombing attack in St. Petersburg. The White House said the planned attack had the potential of killing a large number of people. One victim is in serious condition, the West African country Gabon, following a knifing attack, wounding two Danish nationals working for National Geographic. The attack occurred Saturday at a marketplace in the capital, Libreville. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.